When you go out with friends to a bar or a restaurant, there's always that awkward moment when the waiter shows up with the check and you've got to figure out how to split the bill.
Something similar is happening right now in climate change negotiations. How do you split that bill? The United Nations is trying to get almost 200 countries to agree on a plan for how to fight global warming.
This week, negotiators are in Bonn, Germany. It's their last meeting before the final summit starts next month in Paris. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce explains why this is a bit like arguing over a bar tab.
A lot of the climate negotiations at the UN is pretty dry, technical stuff. But some of the dynamics would be familiar to anyone who's ever been out drinking with their buddies. Andrew Jones is with a think tank called Climate Interactive.
It's like all these countries have been at the bar drinking for the afternoon or for the day or just showed up recently. And some people showed up in the morning. And some people just showed 10 minutes earlier, and then the bill comes.
The UN talks are not about drinking beer, of course, but burning fossil fuels. There's no literal bill, although there is a price to pay. And just like with your friends, everyone is supposed to chip in their fair share.
And a few people throw down some euros, some people throw down some coins, some in other denominations people don't even know. And then someone's got to put it all together and see, does it really add up?
Climate negotiators have not been throwing crumpled bills down on a bar. Instead, countries have been making pledges for what they'll do to help limit global warming to just 2 degrees Celsius. That's the goal nations agreed to years ago to prevent the worst effects of climate change.
You add it all up and then they say, hey, everybody, everyone needs to throw in 10 more, or John, you had a little bit more. You should throw in 20. It's like that kind of process.
The deadline for countries to make their pledges was this month. They're officially known as INDCs.
They're called Intended Nationally Determined Contributions.
David Wasko works for a nonprofit called the World Resources Institute.
They're intended because it's what countries are proposing. It's not their final thing. They're nationally determined. And they're contributions in the sense of what countries are going to contribute to the global effort to reduce emissions.
The plans are all up on the UN website. They tend to be between 5 and 15 pages. Countries usually set targets for how much they'll cut their greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, and they say how they're going to do it.
Many countries have also included information on what their renewable energy plans are going to be, or what they're going to do on energy efficiency, or how they're going to handle forest protection.
More than 150 countries have made these pledges. That's almost the whole world. But the bottom line is, as of now, if climate change was presenting the planet with a bar tab, there's not enough on the table to cover it.
Using my analogy, we have not paid the full bill.
Andrew Jones says his group calculates that if countries do just what they've pledged so far, global warming by the end of the century would be about 3.5 degrees Celsius. So there's still a ways to go.
But the way that this process is coming together for Paris makes us believe that it's actually possible to get further and get all the way down to 2 degrees.
At some point in the future, maybe, if the summit in Paris can just get the world headed down the right path. Bill Hare is head of climate analytics based in Berlin, Germany.
The big move for countries to put forward plans is actually quite impressive. The very fact they're doing it is a positive story.
I asked Hare, what countries does he think are like drinking buddies who haven't put in enough?
Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, these countries, Russia as well actually, could afford to do a lot more than they're doing.
He thinks China and the European Union have pledged an okay amount. And the United States?
Well, the US is a bit like that guy who always was a bit slow to pay at the bar and then somehow got a few negative messages from their mates and turns up and then starts to say, okay, look, now's time to catch up a bit and I'm going to buy around here and around there.
These pledges are only part of the UN's overall effort to get the entire world acting together against climate change. Questions about fairness lie at the heart of the whole process, as nations big and small, rich and poor, argue over how much they really owe. Hare says poorer countries that are trying to develop are saying,
look, actually, you guys got all the chance in the world to burn as much carbon as you wanted, and now you're telling us, hey, time to stop. And they're going to say, what about our economic growth?
And countries especially vulnerable to climate change say they need help to cope with droughts, extreme weather, rising seas.
Some countries are beginning to feel like they are standing outside a very noisy bar looking for a taxi to get home, and some drunken people wander out into the street and get aggressive and push them around.
The final summit in Paris is just weeks away, and tension is building. At the start of this week's session in Bonn, developing nations complained bitterly that a draft agreement was unfair, that the rich nations were stiffing them. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.